News from UNIFIL. Commenting on the recent developments following the cessation of hostilities agreement reached on 27 November, UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti highlighted the mission's continued commitment to the implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701. He also noted that UNIFIL will actively participate in the monitoring mechanism being established to ensure lasting stability in the region.
We welcome the announcement of a return to a cessation of hostilities, and we look forward to sustained stability and security with displaced communities returning to their homes. UNIFIL will continue to work in the implementation of 1701, monitor and report violations, support LAF in their deployment to the south of Lebanon, and also assisting local communities. The monitoring mechanism, as set out, is still being established, and UNIFIL will be an active part of this mechanism established to bring stability back to the region. UNIFIL remains in position, continue to monitor and report violations in line with the Resolution 1701. And our priority is also to assist local communities in the south and provide them with the most urgent support through our projects, the mining activities, medical support, clearing roads, and much more.
UNIFIL continues its long-standing partnership with Tiro Association for Arts, located in Tier City, even during times of crisis. In early November, UNIFIL supported this association in organizing trauma relief workshops for 50 children and youth, including internally displaced persons and residents affected by the violence that started in September. The six-week program addressing anxiety and fear provides a space for children aged between 12 to 18 to engage in therapeutic activities, including painting and theater performances. While a cessation of hostilities agreement has been reached, the trauma and fear experienced by these children and youth will take time to heal. Recently, UNIFIL peacekeepers conducted essential road rehabilitation, addressing damage caused by airstrikes in southeastern Lebanon. On 27 November, combat engineers from UNIFIL's Spanish contingent repaired the road linking Nabatiya and Marjayoun, a key route also connecting the area to Beirut. The following day, another road linking two UNIFIL positions on the Blue Line south of Kfar Shouba with the village was repaired. The efforts coordinated with the Lebanese armed forces also involved clearing unexploded ordnances to ensure safe mobility for both peacekeepers and civilians returning home after the recent agreement on the cessation of hostilities. In mid-November, UNIFIL Ghanaian peacekeepers delivered vital water supplies to École Notre Dame du Liban and their Mayor's Red Cross Society in South Lebanon. Responding to requests for support, they supplied 30,000 liters of water to the school and 20,000 liters to the Red Cross amid heightened violence before the cessation of hostilities agreement was reached. School principal Rita Aid thanked the peacekeepers for their timely response, while Andrew Jajour of the Armenian Red Cross noted the donation's importance for sustaining their daily activities. UNIFIL, with more than 10,000 peacekeepers, continues to support local communities in South Lebanon.